Yo, if you are tuned in, I want to say thank you for tuning in to another installment of the Rough and Smooth podcast, where we first get rough and then we smooth it out. As you can tell from my voice, this is number three once again coming at you with another episode. And for this episode, I wanted to tackle something that's become extremely popular over the last year and a half, 2 years, and an ever evolving theme of fast money. But the particular that we're going to focus on, the particular subject we're going to tackle, is the idea of OnlyFans. Now, since the pandemic has started, OnlyFans has been a very popular platform and has been a way for a lot of people to make money from home. But I think it's something that should be talked about, and it's something that I've wanted to express my opinion about. Now, like I said, thank you for tuning in to the Rough and Smooth podcast, where we first get rough and then we smooth it out. I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate you for clicking on it. And let's get into it. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about OnlyFans. When the pandemic first started, I was one of the folks that was lucky enough to still be able to work, but at the same time, I was working a job that didn't really give me a lot of hours, so I didn't really have much of an income. I'd say I was making approximately $300 a month, and without unemployment or anything like that, that really wasn't doing anything for me. When it comes to OnlyFans, I at a certain point in time did consider doing something of the like to just bring more income in, but at the end of the day, I decided against it. It was something that I didn't want to subject myself to. I didn't want to objectify myself. I didn't want to put myself into a box that I feel like I would never be able to get out. And that's something that I feel like people don't talk about when it comes to OnlyFans, right? OnlyFans, I think a lot of the time, is considered to be like the little brother or little sister of porn and hardcore porn, Pornhub, and all those different sites that everybody knows about. And it's almost euphemized to be something that's like minor, like it's like a little side hustle, like it's like almost like it's the same, on the same caliber of like doing hair or selling shoes or something like that, right? Doing nails, right? OnlyFans, kind of lumped in there. But we don't ever really talk about all the risks that come with doing something like OnlyFans. And this is why at the end of the day I ended up deciding against it. I talked about it in my last episode that I'm now assistant manager at my job, and while It may have been cool to do OnlyFans for a little period of time to make me some money, what if when I got my background check done, they found out that I was a porn star? Because that's what they will look at you as. They won't look at you as a person that just did OnlyFans for a little while. They'll look at you as a porn star. And that's not something that's really talked about. You know, I strictly advise that anybody that's considering making an OnlyFans, considering about doing any level of sex work, to really think about this. Because if you don't plan on being in the top 1% of creators or the top 1% of sex workers overall, then you might as well stay away from it. Because this isn't something that's going to fall off of your name. It's not something you can just do for 2 months and then just move on, right? Those pictures of you will always be out there. If you're selling your body, your ads will always be out there. The internet is endless, and it will never stop. It will always be around. You have to think about the fact that maybe in 10 to 15 years, you might have a kid, and they might be in school, and they might be getting teased because their mom or their dad did OnlyFans, and those pictures are out there, and they found them. Now they're getting teased at school, you know, because this is the same kind of things that the children of porn stars have to go through. And to sit here and think that OnlyFans is going to be any different is a severe lack of foresight. And it's a disservice to your next generation if you do plan on having kids. Now, I do understand the allure of OnlyFans and the idea of being able to make money from home. You don't have nearly the risk of, or the necessarily the level of exposure as traditional porn, because in OnlyFans, you to paid fee to be on the site. It's not the same as free porn sites. I understand that. I do get it, and I understand. Like I said, there's a reason why I did consider it for a period of time, right? But it comes back to a disingenuous idea of what OnlyFans is. And what I mean by that is people think that OnlyFans is just easy money. They think that all you have to do is hop on the site, drop your drawers, pull your titties out, right? Do whatever you gotta do on the site, expose your body, and boom, millions of dollars. That's what people think OnlyFans is. When in reality, that is not the site at all. That is not how any successful person works, not even in the porn industry, not in any, that's not how it works, right? You can have there, what a lot of people don't understand is OnlyFans is an extremely saturated market. And when it, with any market that's very saturated, you have to bring something new that is going to sell, right? And you know, it's easy to have confidence and, oh yeah, like I'll get these dudes, be so thirsty and they'll just sub to my OnlyFans, right? But just with any subscription service, and this goes for any type of content creation, not just porn or any type of adult content, but this goes to Twitch, YouTube, and things of that nature that I've started to explore myself, podcasts as well. When you get on a site and you're expecting people to pay a certain amount of money per month, you have to deal with chargebacks, you have to deal with customers falling off, you have to deal with the difficulty of captivating an audience for an extended period of time. It's not easy to sustain success in OnlyFans, is what I'm trying to get at. And the truth of the matter is, it comes down to, is the money going to be worth it? Is the money that you make going to be worth everything, all the blowback that comes to it? That's why I say, if you're not in the top 1% of creators, it's no point in making an OnlyFans. Because once you make it, if you're not making the money that you thought you were going to make, you just put yourself out there, you just expose yourself and all this. For what? For $700 that first month? That drops to $300 the next month, maybe? And that's being generous. Now, it's unfortunate and it's very misleading when we see celebrities and people that have a huge following drop an OnlyFans. Like, I think it was Daniel Bregali, the Catch Me Outside girl. She dropped the OnlyFans the day she turned 18 and she made $1 million for like the first day. It's crazy. Crazy numbers. But that's the thing. Seeing that makes you think OnlyFans is easy. No. It's the person. It's the brand. She already has an established name, and that's why she was able to make so much off that site. Right? It's not going to be just, oh, drop an OnlyFans. Now I got a house. Now I got a new car. Now I got this. Now I got that. And even if it was, let's go that route. Let's say you do an OnlyFans and you just explode. Like, you just rolling in the money. Now you just put a target on your back because people know you're making a lot of money based on your numbers. You just put a target on your back because now it's not very hard to find out where people live nowadays. People don't talk about that, but it's not very hard to find out where you live nowadays. And sex workers all together, and especially women, are always subject to violence, stalking, and robberies, things like that. Like, they're also oftentimes, I think I just seen, there was a famous porn star, rest in peace, I don't remember her name, rest in peace, but she just passed away not too long ago because there was an intruder that came in and killed her and then killed herself. And that's not something that gets talked about either. Is once you put yourself out there, there's people out there like that will stalk you, that will come for you. And that man wasn't even coming to rob her. He just came in to, I don't know. But the point of the matter is there's a lot of risks that come with it. And I'll say this, and this might be seen as like over the top, or I might be coming out sideways, whatever. But just hear me out. I would compare OnlyFans to a male, the traditional man selling drugs, then before I compare OnlyFans to doing hair or selling shoes or something like that, creating other kinds of content, making a podcast or something. I would compare OnlyFans to doing drugs, because when you sell drugs, when you live in the street life, you have to worry about if somebody's gonna kill you. You have to worry about if the cops don't come get you. And if the cops do come get you and you end up with a record, you get out. Now you're forever marked as a person that went to jail and did blase, 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 right? That'll make it hard to get a job that you really want, a job worth something. It'll make it hard to do things going forward, right? Whereas OnlyFans is gonna be extremely similar, and people don't talk about that. Once you put yourself out there in the content creation space of that, like, it will be hard to get a good job. Because, and even if you do get a good job, let's say they background check, whatever, they talk about it, they're okay with it, you find a job like that. Now, what about the people that work in your office? That no, because word spreads fast. That no, that you had an OnlyFans. What about the guys that just, hey, they come try to get at you and make your workplace feel uncomfortable because you had OnlyFans? Are they wrong? Yeah, they're wrong. But did you think about that when you were young and you were just trying to make a quick buck? Probably not. Probably not. And the question that it comes back to is that money that you made while you were doing that, was it worth it? Now, this is after I finished the entire episode and, you know, pretty much thought I was done, but another thought came to mind that I didn't mention. I was listening back, and there was something that I definitely wanted to put in here concerning personal relationships, not only friendships, but more specifically romantic relationships. And this goes for anybody involved in sex work. I'm pretty sure that you've experienced how damaging it can be to try to find love after you do something like that, or while still partaking in such endeavors. You have to ask yourself, not only is it worth it hitting your reputation and all these other things, but is it worth affecting your dating life? Is it worth it to have someone that you really, really, really want to be with, want to build with, want to be involved with, and they can't accept the fact that you did porn, or you sold your body, or whatever? And this is not to shame anybody, but this is coming from the perspective of you. We live in an age where people try to bully people into accepting whatever, when in reality, that's on social media. People try to bully you into thinking the way they think and things like that. But in reality, just because he might like that you got an OnlyFans, or he might say that, oh, whatever, like you a hustler, da, 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 it don't mean that he gonna want to date you, and it don't mean he's gonna treat you how you think you want to be treated. It comes back to a level of respect, and once you objectify yourself and put yourself out there in that way, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of women that have OnlyFans that can attest to the fact that it's hard to find somebody that really, really genuinely cares about you. It's hard to find somebody that is gonna love you like a queen and treat you like a queen when that is what you do for a living. It's inherently complex, and something that another thing that I feel like isn't talked about nearly as much. A lot of men out there, and I'm probably been at some point guilty of this as well, but a lot of men out there treat women that have OnlyFans like a cash cow. Or not that I actually carried this out, but that's how they look at you. They look at you in a way like, if you are really successful with OnlyFans, it's like, ooh, you know, I can get on that. Hey, we can do it together. You know, we can both be making money. Or they look at you as just a sexual demon, or just whatever, and just want to have sex with you. They don't look at you as a woman that can be the mother of their kids. They don't look at you as a woman that can have a long-term relationship with. They don't look at you as a woman that they'll actually go to bat for in all the ways that you may want them to. And that's another question that needs to be asked. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Because, like I said, it's easy. Maybe you could hide it, but anything that's in the dark comes to light, and it has to do more damage than good. So is it worth doing it? Is the money, is whatever you're going to get out of it, is it going to be worth your relationships potentially? Now, I'm going to read you guys some statistics related to everything that I've been talking about, and this is going to give you a much like clearer picture of it, right? So most people think that if you make an OnlyFans, you're just going to be rolling in money, all right? You just think that, you know, everything's going to be peaches and cream. You're going to, like I said, you're going to just be rolling in the dough, and this is going to be something that's just going to get you a quick buck, right? Now, it says here, according to, let me fully vet my sources. Influencer Marketing Corp, I believe, did a study on OnlyFans. Okay, So the Influencer Marketing Hub conducted a comprehensive study of to figure out how much OnlyFans people are making, because most people think that it's an easy way to make 100K, right? But the reality of it is the average OnlyFans user, and then by user, I mean content creator, makes $180 a month. And most accounts take home less than $145 a month. And like I said, the top 1% are making about a third of all the money that is giving out on the platform. Now, these are people that are already porn stars or have huge followings, right? So once again, you must ask yourself, is it worth it? Is putting yourself out there, putting all your nude pictures and videos of you doing all these sexual acts and doing these things, is it going to be worth $180 a month? And that's being generous. I said 700, and you know, that was apparently, if we do the math, that's over three, almost four times more than the average person. Now, obviously, everybody likes it. Oh, I'm not average. Well, you have to be five times greater than average to make less than minimum wage. Just let that sink in. OnlyFans is not something that you're gonna just do and just make a bunch of money and just stop, right? That's something like any other grind, like any other hustle, like any other thing you do to make money. It's hard. And it comes back to, is it gonna be worth more than just getting a job that pays 10 bucks an hour? Get a job that pays 10 bucks an hour, work 40 hours a week, you're getting about $600 to $700 on a check. $660 to $750-ish. Really $600 to $800, but we gotta factor in taxes. So let's just say $700. $700 every 2 weeks. $700 times two, that's $1,400 a month. Whereas if you do OnlyFans and you're above average, you're making $180 a month. Now, like I said, I'm not discouraging anybody from anything, but I feel like it's disingenuous to not put the statistics and not talk about it in reality in comparison to where everybody wants to romanticize. And every time somebody starts something, oh, get the bag, sis, da 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 da. When in reality, they're not finna sub to your OnlyFans. They're not buying, they're not paying that $5 a month, $10 a month, $15 a month. Especially, and that's not even to say if you're, you know, if you're thinking you're about this, okay, I'm just going to be charging $30 a month, you know. Let's be realistic here, people. There's only so many, I don't want to say that. Okay, everybody's beautiful in their own way. I'll preface it by saying this. Everybody's beautiful in their own way. I feel like everybody has the right to feel confident and love themselves wholeheartedly and unapologetically, right? But let's be real. And everybody ain't got that porn star body. Everybody ain't got the body that these women have that are making a lot of money. And even if you do, everybody doesn't want to put themselves out there a certain way. Everybody's not doing the things that the top creators are doing. And to even reach that top creator status, you might as well do porn, because you're gonna be doing everything that a porn star does. It's not just. OnlyFans is not just the safe, easy alternative to porn. It's an extension of porn. Talk about it. Another thing that isn't necessarily talked about when it comes to OnlyFans is the sustainability of the platform. Not necessarily the platform itself, but of individuals' platform. Now, I'll compare this to not only the drug game, but I was an athlete. I played, like if you know me, I played sports my whole life. But when it comes to sports, if you were to make it pro, mind you, the rate of a high school player making it to the NFL, NBA, MLB, et cetera, all these other pro leagues, is less than 1% for pretty much every single sport. And it's... Let's say you do make it to it. Let's say you are that one, that less than 1% that makes it, right? The average NFL career, I think, is 3 to 5 years, maybe. And a lot of players don't even make it to a season. A lot of players don't even play an actual game. But let's say you're one of the lucky ones, the other less than 1%, that are able to carve out a 10-year career for yourself. Now, 10 years may seem like a long time, but 10 years making an exorbitant amount of money, then to go back to not having that income is a big difference. And that's why a lot of athletes go broke. I say all that to say, in the porn industry, it's fast money. If you are able to be in that top 1%, it could be very good money. But at the same time, it's not sustainable. Because let's say you do OnlyFans at age 21. Are you still going to be doing OnlyFans at 30? Let's say, okay, maybe you are at 30. You're still doing porn. You're going to be doing it at 40, 50, 60. And that begs the question of how sustainable is it? The platform hasn't been around very long. I think maybe the last 5 years or so. And everybody loves to say, oh, I can make that money and invest. Y'all don't know shit about investing. Y'all don't. So let's stop acting like money is all you need to make money. Because if that was the case, then nobody would ever have the opportunity to get rich. But this is just another point that I try to make. Is it worth it? Because, yeah, you can get all that money. You can go broke as soon as you don't have the ability, the young body, and everything to sustain it. Not to mention all the women out there that are getting plastic surgery and doing everything. Can you even keep up with the top 1% of creators? Let's talk about it. Now, I'm getting into my closing points, but I really want to draw it back to the idea of being a D-boy, being on the block, and how that compares to OnlyFans. Because a lot of people think that, well, I could just sell drugs, I could just do that, and, you know, I just be rolling in the dough, man. I just be making a whole lot of money, right? But not to say that that's not a way that a lot of people do make a lot of money, don't get me wrong. Or scamming, or honestly, all that fast money is just linked together, in my opinion. But what people don't understand is, not only is that gonna be something that, one, the average drug dealer is not making Pablo Escobar or Big Meech money, because there's only two Pablo Escobar, or there's only one Pablo Escobar and one Big Meech, right? And they both ended up where they ended up. You know what I'm saying? Once you get to a certain level of status in that industry, there's no way that the law is not going to come coming for you. It's only a matter of time, only a matter of when. And it's I would say the same thing with OnlyFans. Even if you were to make a whole bunch of money, it's a reason why there's a lot of porn stars that commit suicide. There's a reason why the porn industry is criticized in a lot of ways for subjecting women and what that does to a woman's psychological makeup and how it affects them, because it's not something that is just gonna be, it's not just easy. They're always pushing the envelope to get to the next level, and with users, people are always looking for some crazy shit. So the crazier shit is gonna be what sells more, and that's why porn stars dominate the OnlyFans revenue stream, because they're willing to go to certain lengths. And honestly, the lengths that they go to on OnlyFans probably don't even reach the levels of traditional porn, because they'd be doing some wild shit on there, right? But all in all, I really just want to bring it back to, is it going to be worth the hit to your reputation? Is it going to be worth the hit to your family, your family's reputation? Is it going to be worth it to put yourself out there in a way that you can never take back? I did Forex for a while. Right, people. I still feel like people know me as a Forex guy. I still trade and everything, whatever. But eventually, 6-7 months later, people kind of forget that that was something I was involved in. I bet you, I'd be willing to bet money if I was involved. I had an OnlyFans page I was promoting. Even if I stopped doing it 6-7 months ago, people will still talk about it to this day. Oh, he had the OnlyFans. Oh, he did OnlyFans, and putting myself out there like that instead of doing Forex would have been something that lived on with me for however, like forever in my mind. I don't think it would ever fall off. But that is something that you have to accept. And for you to be in the top 1% of creators, you would have to embrace everything that comes with that. And I don't think everybody's ready for that. And I just thought that it was something that needed to be talked about. So if you made it to the end of the episode, I want to say thank you. I appreciate everybody that's showed me the love and support from hopping on the mic from episode one to now. And I consider myself as somebody that's going to be continuing this for a pretty long time, hopefully. You know, fingers crossed. But once again, thank you. You have been tuned into the Reference Move podcast, where we got rough and we smoothed it out. Thank you for tuning in on Anchor. Hopefully I will be able to get these on YouTube pretty soon. Shouting out my socials. My Instagram is at Rajay, RahjaeJ. My Twitter handle is Rajay with two E's, RahjaeE. And thank you for tuning in. And this is Rajay signing out. Yeah.